Do 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 do. What could possibly enhance these videos I'm doing? Hi, James from Ingvid. If you're an intermediate student, I would like to teach you eight words that I think will totally enhance your English studies. And why do I say this? Because we have a number of videos teaching vocabulary, but once you get to a certain level, you want to tip it over so that your ability to communicate actually helps you accelerate. By letting other people know that you're a higher level speaker, intermediate, and they will communicate with you in the same way, so you can even go further with that. So, without further ado, I want to give you the first word. What? Sorry, yeah. See, ease here. Eight words for intermediate students, not just beginners, right? So, let's get started on that, shall we? The first word, well, you know what? Before I do that, I want you to look at my board. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to try and figure out if you know what all eight words of the All eight words, what all of the words are, all these words, eight words are. Okay. Now I'm betting you probably don't know all of them, but when you're done this lesson, you will know them and you will advance your English. Are you ready? Let's do the first word. What word does it mean that it means to improve something or make it better? I already used it on you. Enhance. This is a great way, a great bridge of word, because it says to make better, to throw into a conversation, like, what would enhance this food? It shows a smoother way to communicate because it takes these words, what would improve something or make it better? One word is enough. What can we do to enhance? It shows your ability to utilize our language in such a way to get across or to communicate better. Yeah? So that's the first word, enhance. So the next word I want to talk about, I'm going to explain it first and write it for you. Once you, okay, so we've got to give something some time, energy, or money to help achieve a goal or benefit. We want to use this word to tell people, I want to be part of the group. I want to add to part of the group to make, beneficial changes. This word is contribute. How can I contribute? How can I help? Because I am part of this group to make things better for all of us or other people. Contribute is a great word. I want you to start using that in your vocabulary. If you want to show flexibility, if you want to show a way, you want to let people know that you're flexible and you're able to change with changing circumstances. We talk about this here, right? To change or adjust in response to new conditions. And it shows ability. We want you to adapt. How do you adapt to situations? If you say that in an interview, I can adapt to a new situations easily and readily. It shows flexibility. Brilliant. You're probably going to get a job from this. So we want to look at adapt as your third word to improve your vocabulary. In the world that we live in, okay, this word, something works well without wasting time or effort. In this world that we live in, we're always trying to maximize our time. Now, if you can be seen as this word, or you can make things this word, you will find that many people want to work with you, talk with you, whatever, play with you even. We want to make what we do and everything we do much more efficient. Efficiency, or sorry, we're using the word efficient. When you're efficient, you get the job done, not wasting time, effort, and in some cases, money. And who wouldn't want more efficiency or you to be more efficient? The next word we want to work on is to communicate or make known. When you can communicate and make known, I mean, that's a, what we say cumbersome, a lot of words, but there's one word that has that message and it communicates a word. And that word is convey. To convey a message is to carry information on a message, like carry the information you want someone to know or to feel what you mean. Here's an example. I would like to convey to you my appreciation of the work that you've done. So yes, I said the word convey, but they know my heartfelt feelings are coming with it because that message is being carried. And that's what makes convey an important word, because you are allowed to, not allowed to, it helps you carry thoughts and emotions, not just the words in itself. Convey is a great word. Another great word to use that's a little bit formal, maybe even a little pompous, is this one. But I love it because it adds a certain punch to a speech. It shows you've started to master our language. And that one, this word, it means in addition and more importantly. Let me give you an example before I write it on the board. See if you can guess which word it is. The apartment is a great price. Furthermore, it's close to my workplace. Do you know what the word is? Bet you do. Because when I said furthermore there, what I said was, more importantly, it's close to my workplace. Furthermore. Great word. Add it to your vocabulary. Oh, yeah. This leads me to my next word, which is indicating cause and effect relationship. Indicating a cause and effect relationship. It means something has happened, and because of that, this follows. Consequently, I lost the job after I told the boss where he should go. And that's the word we want to do, consequently. Because I told the boss where he should go, I lost the job. And that word indicates cause and effect. Also, a great word to improve your intermediate vocabulary. And my final word for you is a great word when you want to expand the perspective of other people. So they're thinking this and you want them to look at this. This word is conversely. So John would like to do this, and it's a great idea, but conversely, if we do this, we might get a better result. By using that word conversely, I'm saying John's perspective is this, but this other perspective could get us a great result. Add this to your repertoire. Conversely. And those are the 8 words I would like to help you learn as an intermediate student to shift you from the beginner stage, move into the intermediate, and allow you to communicate on a different level with other people. Listen, I hope you enjoyed the video as much as I enjoyed working with you. And of course, Mr. E, because he wanted us to spice up our vocabulary. If you want to see other videos like this, and I'm sure you do, I would like you to go to www.ing.com, where there are videos like this and even greater videos on other vocabulary, grammar, speaking, listening, the list goes on. I'll see you there. And don't forget to hit smash. Hit smash. Smash the subscribe button. See you later.